T-minus 80. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado. Like during any other weekday lunchtime, Henry McCarthy sat happily in New Care Grill and Bar and Grill, stuffing himself like a famished king in an undying effort to make the grill's owner, his old friend Phil Norris, regret the day that he granted free meals for life to the McCarthy clan. Money was no kind of problem and barely even still existed as a concept in Henry's life, what with Dan's unprecedented position and level of renown, but jokingly getting one over on Phil would never grow old. Phil, hardly wanting for money himself given the huge income his world-famous drive-in lot now generated through its many commercial tenants and his own ever-busy grill, was always glad to have Henry. Simply being a McCarthy was enough to draw other diners Henry's way, and he never turned any selfie hunters away so long as they approached politely. 3 full years since Dan's now infamous IDA leak put Birchwood on the map, and 2 years since the messengers openly touched down on the edge of town, the entire drive-in remained a magnet for tourists keen to walk not only in Dan's footsteps, but in those of the messengers themselves. The backdrop against which Dan had addressed the world's media on several occasions was one of the most sought after on all of social media, and the internal walls of New Care Grillin' were lined with genuine items Dan had donated over the years. Diners typically sauntered around while waiting for their meals. Indeed, this was a key part of the experience for many, and Phil's collection was so unique and extensive that many guidebooks and travel websites listed New Care Grillin' as a must-see museum as well as a mid-range restaurant. The bar area's walls were populated by framed photographs taken nearby of key moments in the history of not only Birchwood, but Earth as a whole. Phil considered this the best place for the photos, which were certainly interesting but less appealing to the swaths of children who weren't allowed in the bar. His newest feature, while unlikely to earn the grill a spot in any lists of art galleries, was already proving another huge hit with visitors. This vast Contact Day mural filled the entirety of the main dining area's high ceiling, capturing the momentous day when both Sacco and the still earth-based Leisha emerged from their uncloaked craft to converse with Dan. The mural featured several scenes, with the largest by far showcasing the precise moment when Dan found himself physically connected to the messengers via a cable attached to the back of his neck. Phil had always been partial to the image of Dan standing alone in the center of the lot, the only member of a surrounding crowd unaffected by a mysterious force field as he fearlessly faced down the approaching aliens while striking something of a Moses-like pose amid a parted sea of humanity. This scene was present directly above the designated McCarthy table, where diners could pay handsomely to pose for a selfie whenever it was vacant. When it wasn't vacant, such as any lunchtime and between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. most nights, the pay-to-sit model went out of the window as the ordinarily attendant staff member left Henry, or occasionally Clark, to eat in peace. Henry was more amiable in this situation than Clark, only ever turning away the rudest of diners, while Clark typically told them he would pose with them when his meal was finished. Dan had stopped by every week or so at first to establish the grill as a hotspot destination, purely as a favor to Phil, but business had since gone from steady to relentless and eliminated the need for any more A-list assistance. By the time he finished his first plate, Henry had gladly posed with several children and a few families. Every so often, someone would ask him a question that he didn't hear 30 times a day, and today, as it so often did, that question had come from a very excited child of around 10 or 11 years old. After climbing on the seat next to Henry's wheelchair and beaming like he was Santa in a grotto, the girl looked up at him with an inquisitive expression.
"How long until little Piper is out and about?" she asked, smiling warmly as she finished the question. "She must be so cute by now."
Henry smiled back. He hadn't really thought about when exactly Emma and Dan would finally expose Piper to the media attention that was sure to follow her like a hive of bees, but the girl's second comment was what really made him think. Even this child, clearly interested, hadn't seen a single photograph of Piper since Tara posted the birth announcement in one of the year's most shared social media posts.
"I think they want to let her enjoy a normal kind of life for as long as they can," Henry said. "You know, to at least let her be a normal baby.
The girl nodded, then stepped down, following her thankful and apologetic father's suggestion to let Henry eat the rest of his lunch and get back to their table before hers arrived.
I wish Dan was my dad, the girl said.
Her own father and Henry shared a silent laugh as she stood up and said thanks for the photo before returning to her table.
They're definitely doing the right thing, the man said to Henry. Keeping Piper at home, I mean. Everywhere Dan goes is a scene, and when Emma finally steps back out, it'll be even worse.
Henry shrugged. The man sounded fairly local, certainly not a far-traveled tourist, like many of his fellow diners, and his heart was clearly in the right place, even if his words weren't exactly the kind Henry wanted to hear at lunchtime.
Some kids grow up with no parents, he said. And some kids grow up in the public eye with parents who are assholes. It won't always be easy, but it could always be worse.
Thanks for the pic, the man said, turning away and feeling more than a little awkward for where he had taken the conversation. Henry took a long gulp of his soda and looked up at the mural while his head was tipped back. He saw his son, Birchwood and indeed Earth's favorite son, connected by a cable to two extraterrestrial beings.
He handled that, Henry thought to himself. Piper's gonna be fine.